Good evening and welcome to City Winery for a WFUV live broadcast starring Angelique Kijo. Yep. I'm Rita Houston from WFUV in New York, and I'm so happy to be here tonight. Angelique is one of our favorite artists and a wonderful live performer. Her new album, Oyo, is just out, and it is a beautiful reminder of the connectedness of music, how it's all, we're all connected. Jazz, gospel, soul, R&B, African music, the traditional music of Benin, where Angelique is from, Congolese rumba, traditional tunes and rhythms all come together and all remind us that it is all connected. We're so delighted to have Angelique in a live performance for us tonight from City Winery in downtown Manhattan. So ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming to the stage of City Winery, the wonderful Angelique Kijo.
Acha un so gbe dodin una gbele we ya gunta gan le mi o mi ma ja fala o cha un yo lo ni to we juju hun che yo lo we bolo gan li to we do cha un yo lo ni to we afiriki hun che yo lo we bolo gan li to we do cha un yo lo ni to we europe hun che yo lo we Bolo gali to we do, cha un yolo ni to we Ameriki hun che yolo we. Bolo gali to we do, cha un yolo ni to we Asia hun che yolo we. Bolo gali to we do, cha un yolo ni to we Beleo hun che yolo mi. Bolo gali to we do, cha un yolo ni to we Yola de lo. Huzu benwa cha un ye mi na yolo we konyi me O mi ze hun ye wate A cha un so gwe do din Huna gwe le we ya Huna gwe le wa ya Huna gwe le we ya ndo Huna gwe le we ya
Silly and la la. Your mother, oh, mother, that all you so much.
I know you have tables and chairs. That's not an excuse. Don't be dancing sitting there. Come on, you know me. You can't be sitting down on me, y'all.
Angelique Kijo live on the radio with us on WFUV from City Winery in Lower Manhattan.
It's always a pleasure to see her.
Why is that?
She walked in and I see that big smile. I'm like, She goes, I'll take that greeting. I'm like, yeah, we're on radio. Nobody's gonna see me doing that.
So here we are on stage at City Winery. A fantastic rhythm section. Holy cow. Upright bass player and your longtime guitarist. And
then this guitar player. Dominique.
And then this gorgeous powerhouse on lead vocals and stuff. Just fantastic. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. So the first half of the set we just heard are all tunes from your brand new album, Oyo. What does Oyo mean?
Oyo means beauty. Beauty of arts, beauty of the essence of human beings. Because I grew up in a family where my father have made available to us every kind of culture that existed out there, music. My father passed away 2 years ago, and the only way for me to grieve, to really get over my grief, was to thank him with all those artists, male and female, from around the world that kept me as an adolescent out of trouble. So this album is a tribute to all those great musicians that I was eager to. Every time school was over, I would come home and go, what is new? What is new? What is new? And my brothers are like, come on, get out of my LPs. I'm like, you're not gonna talk like that to me. I'm gonna watch it anyway. So I'm like, blasting around in my mom and dad. Everybody walk around with some wool and cotton wool in their ear because I'm like, you see, I got dreams. You know how I sing when I was a child?
No.
I got doing, and then they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't care. I like it. I sing it.
But you must have always, from the first time you sang. The first time you opened your mouth to sing, like, your mom and your dad must have been like, uh-oh, we got a singer on our hands here. Like, was it undeniable when you were a kid? Did you know that you were going to be singing for your life? Or was it more that where you were, everybody just sang, and it wasn't necessarily, this is going to be what you're going to do your life?
I just always sang because my mom and dad said I sang before I spoke. Because I was surrounded by music. There's always a ceremony going on somewhere. My mom would drag me there when she was pregnant with me in the side. And one of my aunties that sings a lot said, this one's gonna be a girl. And my mom like, and you're a girl. She said, I don't know, but that feels very good with this one. This one's gonna be a girl. And my father was like, hey, I'll take a girl. I have plenty of boys, and one girl more. And I was the last one out of 10. And I was number 7, and I have 3 little brothers after me that think that they can rule my life because they were boys. I'm like, y'all gonna have to wait. I'm older than you, man. Don't be pulling my leg. I wanna kick you back. So I grew up with boys. I was a tomboy. And I think that I become a singer because of Miriam Makeba. My mom has always been a great influence in my life because she started a theater group when I was a young girl. So the first song that I sang tonight was the first song I ever sang on stage. It was a traditional song based on a rhythm of the Amazons called Acha. So the song is called Acha, the sound of the rhythm Acha. Where this rhythm most of the time is to bring people together when there is emergency, where there is joy. That rhythm basically is like, okay, come on people. Let's hear it out. Let's get together and put our resources together and move forward. So I started singing that song, I was 6 years old. And the traditional musician in my country have also helped me understand that the music I don't understand, if it's not in my language, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Music is a universal language. So I grew up singing like that, and I have to say music, when I say this, people tend not to understand profoundly what I mean. Music was my backbone, was my breath. It kept me out of trouble, literally, because most of the girlfriend and boys I grew up with, not many of them make it out all the way to university. And also, music have brought me the sense of universality. Every time an LP will come and I will see the people's face, I didn't see the color, I just see the face, I just see the eyes, and I hear the voice, and I'm like, wow, I like this, and I've been mixing everything up, and my brothers hate that. Because they're like, you're messing up our music here. I'm like, it's not your music.
So wait, they wanted They wanted more traditional stuff and you wanted to mix it up?
No, they just want to do their music and they want me out of the leg. That's the thing. Because I'm always between everybody's leg. I'm like, come on, what are you doing? I'm curious. Like, what are you eating that? They're like, get out of here.
So what were some of those records? What were some of those records that saved you when you were a teenager?
There is an album that started the whole purpose of my activism, I would say. Mm-hmm. It was a cover of a Jimi Hendrix album with a big afro on it. And I came back from school and I'm like, my brother was playing it and was trying to wear an afro wig because he was born bald and he's still bald. He got no hair. Yeah, I mean, that's the truth, man. I'll bring him one day, you're gonna look at his head. It's all shiny up. So he was just putting the wig on and playing the guitar. And I look at my brother, I'm like, but do you need a wig to play the guitar? And then he goes, no, really, I'm trying to be like him. I say, who's that guy? He looks African. He goes, if I give you an answer, are you gonna leave me alone? I say, maybe. Because my nickname in my family is when, why, how, I never get enough of answer, right? So he goes, he's an African American. I was 9 years old. I look at him and say, yeah, and I'm a dummy. How can he be African and American? You're African or you're American? You can't be both, right? And then he looked at me and said, are you gonna quit asking questions? I said, if I don't ask, I die stupid. And I don't wanna die stupid. So like, give me that, spit it out. So he said, he is a slave descendant. I said, what is a slave? What is a descendant? He's like, you know what? That is too much for me. Go ask grandma. So here I go, run to my grandma. Hey, grandma, grandma. My grandma said, okay, another question, just let me hear it. So I said, my brother just said, that guy on the album is an African-American and a slave descendant. What does that mean? She said, you really have time for this? I said, oh yeah, I like the music that coming up that. I'll help you. I want the answer that goes with it. So she started explaining slavery to me, and I started looking at her and said, you're losing it, me, you're getting so old, that cannot be. Because my mom and dad has always said to us, in this house, our house was an open house for every conversation, no taboo subject, no hatred. Whereas my parents were very liberal, very tolerant. For one thing that they will never discuss and they will never accept is racism and hatred, period. You come in the house and you say this and this is like that. My father just opened the door and said, get out. So that's how I was raised. First one, humanity, how can you explain to me slavery, y'all? And my dad said, it happens. It's the history of humankind. I'm like, yeah, God, get out of here. I can't believe you. I didn't trust them till I heard Winnie Mandela talking about apartheid, Nelson Mandela, Miriam Makeba, everything started coming. When I was 15, everything just started fitting like a puzzle. And I turn around and I look at my mom and dad, I say, how dare you? How you be lying to me like that? That we all want humanity, that color skin doesn't matter, and so on and so forth, and all this is going on, I get really mad. And I wrote my first engaged song, I was 15 years old. My first draft was filled with hatred, man. You can't even believe it. My dad go, not in this house. Go back and you write it again. I'm like, what's wrong with it? Father said, no hate in this house. You cannot mix music and hatred. Ever.
Even in the face of all of that.
Oh, right? Yeah. He's like, not in this house. So I went back and write it back again. So he said to me, one thing he said that I always try to do is that whatever happened in your life, whatever the circumstances are, it can be the most horrible crime committed. Dig deep inside your heart and find love, tolerance, empathy, and compassion, and deal with it. If you give in to violence and hate, you'll disappear in it. So that's my dad.
That's good.
I miss him every day.
I understand the record, in a large part, was inspired by your dad's passing, and it had you and your husband go back to Benin.
Yes.
And
yes.
Travel and feel the music and soak it up again. You know, was that a big inspiration for you?
Yeah, my husband, he's an intellectual, French intellectual. He has master degrees in philosophy and all kind of stuff. But he knows nothing about Africa till I took him there. And then he go,
Wow. I'm
so,
like,
so what did he learn? Because I think by telling us what he learned will help us to kind of be like what we, you know what I mean?
First of all, he realized suddenly that the music in every African country from villages to villages changes. It's like you go 2-3 miles to another village, the language is different and the rhythm is different. And I used to tell him, don't count. You white people have the tendency of going 1, 2, 3, 4. We don't do that. You start doing that in African music, oh boy, you are lost like hell, I'm telling you. Don't count. That's the first lesson he learned. He said, but how do they can play like that? I'm like, listen with your body. Listen with your soul. Just let the 1, 2, just let everything that you've learned writing music, we don't write music here. It's a language. And we were traveling from villages to villages, and one day we arrived somewhere, and there were 2 old men. They were at least 75, each one of them, and they were playing in sync, a rhythm that was so fast. He came to me, they're gonna have a heart attack. I'm like, just like, they've been playing this thing since they were 2 years old. A heart attack is out of the question. And I also tell him, when we were working and writing music together, I say, in Africa, it's not our culture to record. We don't record. If we want to play, we just play right there. So we were in a village up north on Benin, and a guy was standing around everything like this. The guy was just like this, looking at us like, who are those crazy morons around here? And then he came in and goes, look, we'll do this to my husband. What is that? It was an ADAT tape. Uh-huh. And we were recording some, right? He goes, what is that red light? And my husband said, when it's red, it's recording. When it's green, it's when we're listening. And he turned around and go, well, why do you record the music that you can play again and listen to?
Good question.
I told him he didn't believe me. Somebody else said, I'm like, yep, there you go. We don't record, we just play. That's why I love being on stage. I hate the studio to my guts.
Yeah. We noticed, Angelique, we noticed. We're talking to Angelique Kijo here at City Winery tonight on WFUV. The new record also, in addition to the traditional music from Benin and West Africa, has a bunch of American soul and R&B tunes, like Move On Up. Oh, you do a great version of the Santana tune, Samba Party, which is wonderful.
Samba Party is dedicated to my mom and dad, because every time we play that song, my mom will be cooking or doing something. My father gonna reach out to her and say, come and dance. My mom might like, my food's gonna burn. She said, I don't care, come we dance. Just for a couple of minutes. And we just look at them and say, you know what, you can do this in the room. We hungry, mom go cook.
That's wonderful. And I heard that you got a couple of special guests on the record too, and specifically on Move On Up. Who's singing on Move On Up with you?
Ha ha. You wanna reveal all this thing tonight?
Oh no, we don't have to. They won't care if we don't tell them. Oh, okay. Maybe
I didn't
they
say
might.
Nothing, she did. That's how bad I am, man. Yeah, I leave you alone in the trouble, I go away, man. No trouble for myself. We have John Legend. And Bono.
Bono. Sweet. Wow. Now, you've sung with him before, right? Have you sung with Bono before, or was this a first?
Oh, no, I never sung with Bono. I made a cover of one of U2's songs called Mysterious Way. And that song has been haunting me. It's like all the cover I do, somehow those songs, they are like a sting in my... And then it's there, like, until I go, you get out of my system right now. Nice. So that's what Mysterious Way. And he just called and said, hey, you still have that song? I'm doing it. I'm like, all right, you want it, you got it.
Sweet.
I'm not gonna say no. Who am I to say no? I have to be foolish to say no, right?
That's wonderful, and you're both beautiful citizens of the world.
We are, and you are too, in a way.
Thank
because
you.
Because through your voice, you link everybody. You brought me here to all those many different people. That's what I love about your radio, because you bring everything together, and that's what radio is about. Don't forget that.
You got it.
That's why you got the support of so many people, and mine here, anytime.
Thank you. Folks, we're gonna get back into some music with Angelique.
Thank you so much. So. Which means you're gonna have to be dancing. You ready? So I take a song from a Bollywood movie from my childhood. Those kind of songs like a sting in my body that I took out. And I Africanize it. So, y'all gonna dance? All right, let's do it.
Chupa ke pyar ka chupan ne le chale hum aaj apne maaz ka saman le chale aaj ka saman le chale dil mein chupa ke pyar ka chupan ne le chale Keep
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So now, Curtis Mayfield for y'all. I'll take Curtis Mayfield back to Africa where it all started. So y'all ready? Do to me. Makes me crazy. I was a little bit crazy before, but that added a little notch to it. So now, we dancing, we're gonna sing and dance both at the same time. If I can do it, you surely can too. Do I look like I have two heads? No. So if I can sing and dance, We in America, we know how to have fun, right? That's what I'm talking about. So now, this song, I wrote this song and dedicated to Miriam Makeba and to the whole planet. Because one thing that we discussed a lot is about how we gonna create a bridge for every human being to cross one another without fear, without hate, without looking at them like they kind of piece of crap. So we are all important. Every single human being on this planet come to this planet with a purpose. It's not me that decide that, it's the Almighty. So, let us sing for the beauty of humankind that we all are. You ready for me? All right, so it goes like this. Ashe mama, Africa. Ashe mama, Africa. Let me hear you, y'all. Public that is not having a dinner and they can't sing. You guys are having dinner, digesting and everything and singing like this. Oh, I love you even more. Marie Jane, where are you? You wanna dance? I wanna see you up front here. So, I'm not only calling my friends, but you all are called for dance, huh? I've been saying this for more than 10, 20 minutes now. And you still stuck on those chairs. I hate the chairs. It is so hard to get up those chairs. Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
Thank you.
tonight, we have one last song. Oh, come on. We'll come back to that topic later. I would like to introduce these wonderful musicians. Acoustic and electric guitar from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and American too, Mr. Dominic James Kanza. Upright bass, all the way from Spain, Mr. Alexis Cuadrado. Okay, now, you won't believe it, but I have to say this. Behind this percussion, he has never rehearsed with us before. Our percussion player is stuck in Paris, sick in the hospital. So we don't know what he has been eating. His stomach is like something else. So we crossing our finger he get better. But my good friend, Mino Chinilu, I don't know if you know who he is. It's an honor for me to have him sob. Excuse me, Mino don't sob. I know that, you see? He is great. Yeah, right now, you got it all. Thank you so much on percussion, Mino Chinilu. Thank you so much. The last but not the least. I gave him 1 week to rehearse the whole repertoire. And I look at him, I said, if I throw you a hot potato, can you catch it? He said, yes, I can catch it and I fry it too. The first two days he come back, his eyes were like that. I'm like, are you doing okay, buddy? He goes, I'm fine, just work, don't worry. He's doing great, right? From the United States of America, Mr. Daniel Friedman. So now, y'all gonna have to stand up again and celebrate this wonderful moment we are spending together. Life is beautiful, despite the problems. We are in good health, we can get together and eat and have fun. Not many places in the world can say they're having such a fun. So let's celebrate it. Let's do it. Thank you.
Angelique Kijo live from City Winery in New York. That was awesome. You guys got one more in you, or are we done? Nah, we should probably just go home. It's late. We got the babysitter waiting. Yeah, maybe we should just go home. It's not like we all want to dance anymore or anything. Oh, fair enough. I have a funny feeling if you guys make some noise, we'll get Angelique back out here. All right.
Dance it with me.
But I count.
I know, you can't count here.
No,
you're gonna
dance.
No, you're gonna dance without counting. No, you don't count. That is a
all right, I'll try.
So let me tell you right now, if you want more fun, you better come to the town hall March 26th. We're gonna be there grooving. And because we already have a taste of it. The one that doesn't know it, we're gonna show them how we do it. You ready for the next one again? All right. So you can dance too. When I play the first time, you all sat down and look at me. Now everybody dance. Okay, where are you going?
Catch a shake, shake,
And what a fantastic band. Angelique Kijo live at City Winery. Thank you guys. You were definitely a fantastic audience. Good stuff. This has been an FUV live performance from City Winery in New York City. Big thanks to our engineer, Jim O'Hara, with sound provided by Hear No Evil. Thanks also to our producer, Sarah Wardrop. All the good folks here at City Winery tonight who helped us out, the good folks at Razor and Tie, and Kevin Morris, and of course, a super special big thank you to everyone in the room, all the WFUV members and supporters. Thanks so much, and very big thanks to Angelique Kijo and the band tonight. Thanks everyone for coming. We'll look forward to seeing you in May, May the 5th at our big gala, and what a wonderful time. I'm Rita Houston for WFUV in New York City. Have a great night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Have a good night.